Hello, everyone. I am your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 50. And today's Positive Thursday topic is going to be about natural healing remedies. That is going to be today's topic. Positive Thursday. How are y'all doing on this Positive Thursday? I hope everything is going well with each one of you on this Positive Thursday. I am super excited about today's Positive Thursday topic, natural healing remedies. I know that many of you probably don't know that the simple things that we can do in life, we can heal on our own. Not only heal on our own, but make it all better. You ever heard of, I know many of you heard of back in the day when they used to have like, this is before they even had like the technologies they have today and like the medicines they have today. Back then they used to use like plants and they used to have like, you know, home remedies to heal a cold, you know, different things like that. And here in today's world today, you know, they got, it's like more so with more pills and stuff like that people take for pain or whatever. But the simple natural healing remedies, I mean, it's so easy that you can do on your own that can heal, help you with the simplest things in life to make your everyday life so much better. For example, when I started off saying, hi, how y'all doing on this Positive Thursday? And I called myself trying to sing, it's a Positive Thursday, knowing darn well I'm not a singer. You ever get that mode before? Have each one of you ever got in that mode to words though, right? Say for example, right? You know, you hear a song that you like and you're not really a singer, but you become one. You understand what I mean? You become a singer, you start singing. Well, anyway, I want to get back to the main topic, but I just wanted to make y'all laugh and loosen y'all up a little bit. I can sing, can I? I can sing. So anyway, the first natural healing remedy is smiling. Do y'all know that smiling go a long way? You ever see somebody like, you know, with a face all balled up and, you know, you never know what a person may be going through, but smiling has so many different benefits, not only just in general, healthy wise, but also it can make your body feel more relaxed. And also, it loosens up the bones. It loosens up your breathing. I mean, it just makes you even look even better. So smiling, if you smile, not only does it help you to heal from any depression or any anxiety or any stresses that you may be feeling, smiling can go a long way. Not only can it make you feel good and make you look so beautiful, it can also help someone else feel better as well too. Smile! Cheese! Someone smile for the camera. The second healing healing remedy is laughing. Laughing is another natural healing remedy. You ever heard that old saying before? Laughter is good for the soul. And it sure enough is. Just think about when you watching something so funny and you're laughing, you know, so hard. You know, you ever have that kind of laugh when you're laughing so hard that it felt like, you know, that like your stomach was like, oh, like your stomach was on fire or like your stomach was hurt so bad. That happened to me many a times before, especially like if I see something funny, like if I'm driving somewhere or if one of my family members say something silly to me and I'm watching my favorite comedian and they say something funny, like Kevin Hart, he's one of my favorite comedians. He is so funny. So I seen one of his stand up. Actually, I seen him when he came back here in Philly. He came here in Philly a couple years back ago when he was live at the Lincoln Stadium. And when he said some of the stuff that he said, oh my gosh, I was almost on the floor. For those of you that ever seen Kevin Hart stand up or seen some of his movies who are fans, isn't he damn funny? He is so funny. Y'all ever had that moment where you see something and you laugh? Not only do you laugh though, but also if you're thinking about a lot on your mind, laughing, you know, it helps shift your mind. And it just shifts it into a different direction of other things that may be going on. So laughter is another healthy, natural remedy on my list that I want to share with each one of you. And number three, forgiving yourself. Many, I know each one of us have our own, you know, story and journey in life and issues that we may have faced or things we have going through. And sometimes we can be our worst, you know, critic, you know, like we can hold on to something that we may have done or, you know, made a mistake. Like, for example, I'm going to share a story with each one of you. I have so many stories. Okay, for example, one of my mistakes I had made before was, okay, I'm going to say this. I had sold my house, one of my houses that I was living in. I thought that I'll be saving more money by selling my home that I had because it was a beautiful home. It was big or whatever. And I thought by me downsizing, I would save more money. But in reality, I wasn't saving a lot of money. I was spending more money. And that mistake that I made right there a couple years ago when I had made that decision, it took me a long time to forgive myself for that. I mean, I stood up like many nights thinking about it like, dang, I sold my home thinking I was going to save money by downsizing. And it was just a crazy situation. It took me a while to forgive myself for that. But eventually I did, and I moved on, and I laugh about it. I'm like, okay, I made a decision. And I laugh about it now. I'm not all, you know, angry or feel like guilt about that. I prayed about it, and I asked, you know, God to forgive me for that. And I know many of you that have things that you're holding on to, that you have done or any past mistakes, I want to say forgive yourself. You know, I don't know what your situation is, you know, because forgiving yourself helps you to move forward in your life and be able to do the things that you want to do and move on to a new chapter. Because if you don't forgive yourself, you know, it puts a hold on you. You ever see like, how can I say, for example, like you ever seen something like, say if you're watching a movie or something, you put it on pause. That's how life is when you're not moving, when you don't forgive yourself, because it's like you're stuck in the same cycle of the past. You're not moving forward thinking, or, you know, it just puts you on hold. So I just want to say, forgive yourself, love yourself, and give yourself a big hug, because y'all deserve it. Absolutely. Next on the list that I have for natural home healing remedies is forgiving others. Yes, I said forgiving others. Do you know that forgiving others is a very big part of just living life, helping you to live your life to the fullest? Just think about it. You, whoever hurted you or whatever grudge you may have against someone, they out having a good time while you all mad at something that they did to you. And I know that forgiveness takes time. So forgiveness takes years for some people, you know, for helping to, you know, learning how to forgive others. And I want to say this. When you don't forgive others, it's like someone throw a big rock on your shoulder. You understand what I mean? Like a weight, a big rock, a big old rock. And you walking around with it. You could barely stand straight because you're holding on to that weight. That's how that feels when you're not forgiving others that hurted you. You everywhere you go, all day, every day of life, when you're not forgiving others, that heavy rock is on your shoulder because it's something that's weighing you down and it's hurting you more than the other person. So please, everyone, if someone have hurted you, forgive them. You know, I know it takes time. I don't know what you holding on to. This is for those who holding on grudges towards other people. You know, forgive them, because you want to weigh yourself down and it's going to affect you in the long run, not only spiritually, but physically and mentally. And let me tell you something about forgiveness for myself. I'm going to share another story with y'all because I want to be able to connect with y'all and be honest with y'all and transparent with each one of you. And I want to talk about real life things, not nothing fake, real things that everyday person go through. Not only just everyday person, but also myself as well, too. A lot of people has done some rotten stuff to me. A lot of people. I mean, I had some rotten things done to me. And it took me a long time to really, let me say one thing. I had a situation. This was a friend of mine's. And we was friends for a long time. And I mean, and one thing about me, I'm a Virgo. For those of you who don't know about Virgos, a lot of us Virgos, we are very, I'm a Virgo. I'm going to speak for myself. I'm very passionate about what I do. I love helping people. I try to stay general with everybody, even for those who may not, you know, be nice to me. I still try to be nice. But anyway, as I was saying, I had a friend that I was friends with for a long time. I found out that she was talking about me behind my back, and a lot of other stuff that I found out about. And, I stopped talking to her, period, when I found out about that, what she was doing. And not only just that, we just grew apart from each other. And I was really angry about that situation because it was like, damn, you know, I was one of the best friends this person had. You know, I would genuinely care about this person. And, you know, they was talking about me all along, and didn't their attentions they had, their motives why they was friends with me wasn't good. But as time went on, I was able to not only just reflect on every situation, I also had an outlook and thought to myself, you know, in life, things are going to happen. People are going to do things to you that you want to be surprised of. And the most people that hurt you the most is those who are most closer to you. And what helped me to overcome one of the situation like that was I had the number one pray about it. And I did like a lot of journaling and I did a lot of reflection, because sometimes everybody is not allowed to be in. How can I say this? I'm going to put it in words. I'm not going to be perfect. I'm just going to speak honest and truth. If for each season in our life, everybody is not meant to go where you go. You know, God might send people in your life for a year or maybe even a month. Everybody is not meant to go where you go, because some people grow apart from that, from people just in general. So I learned the power of forgiveness, you know, during that situation and other situations that I had going through. I'm not playing a victim role. I just want to just talk to someone out, to talk to y'all and be transparent. So forgiveness is a very important thing, and it can be healing, not only for your heart, your mind and spirit, but just in everyday life. So another thing that can help you to heal, to help you forgive others, is write down, you know, who hurted you. Write down who hurted you, and write down, you know, why you need to forgive this person. Because, and you also got to think about, it's not about the person who hurted you, it's about yourself, you know, because just you're releasing yourself. So write it down on a piece of paper, you know, who do I have to forgive so I can move forward? Write it down, take off the time, even if you just do it for like, even if you just do it the day, that'd be excellent as well too. If you still, for those of you listeners who are still holding on to something that someone did to you, write it down on a piece of paper. Who am I, you know, not forgiving? Who hurted me? You know, and think about that. And then as you do that, think, you know, let it, you know, sit for a second, even for a couple minutes by yourself, do that and think for a second, like, okay. And reflect on it, and then go from there. Because when you're trying to, especially if you're someone that's trying to move forward in your life to something new, if you're holding on to past things that happened 10 years ago or happened, even happened maybe recently or whatever, because I know for each person, healing is different and it takes time for different people. And I totally understand that, because I know that different hurts is different. But forgiving others, to sum it all up, is very important. Okay, so the next thing I have on the list is exercising. Exercising is another healing remedy. If you have chronic like pain in your body, like in your arms and back, exercising can help reduce not only aches and pains in your body, but can also help you to think clearer. It can help you to breathe easily, and you don't have to go to the gym to exercise. And if you're not a person that's not into exercising, you can do some simple stretching. You can stand up, you know, stretch your arms out for like 10 or 5 minutes a day. Just start off small. And then if you start off small, that can build up to something more, more big. You know, like they say, have you ever heard of the 21 steps of habit? If you do something for 21 days straight, you know, it'll turn into a habit. So exercising is another natural healing remedy. You know, it's so good, and it makes you feel good as well, too. The next healing, natural healing remedy I have is cleaning your teeth. Cleaning your teeth, I know that many of you, y'all don't like going to the dentist. I don't either, listen. I do not like going to the dentist. Especially if you're a person that eat candy and you know you got a cavity, you don't want to go to the dentist. But there's so many different ways that we can help prevent cavities. They have like simple remedies. I know Arm & Hammer baking soda in a box. Back in the day, a lot of people used to use the baking soda powder to brush their teeth, with water. And not only did it help clean the teeth, it brightens it up. Because, you know, at the dentist, they have that. At the dentist's office, they have different ways, like whitening, you know, different ways that they can, you know, whiten your teeth. But I know a lot of people used, like, baking soda back in the day to help clean their teeth. And even today, that is a really good, healthy, natural remedy to keep your teeth clean. So if you can't really afford to go to the dentist at the moment in time, and you want something natural for your teeth to make it look nice and can feel clean, you can use baking soda. You can also use Crest mouthwash whitener. That's what I use. It is excellent. Not only does it help clean your teeth, it also helps whiten it. And it's another one too that's really good that I recommend. Listerine. And they have toothpaste with whitening in it. Crest, Colgate. And they have some of these products these teeth cleaning products at the dollar store. And also another natural healing remedy for cleaning your teeth. So you can get that nice, super nice smile and it can help prevent cavities. You can use one of them flosses that helps get the food out your mouth. And you can do that like in the morning time when you're brushing your teeth. And even after lunch. And they have like the really small flossing things that you can put right in your pocket. And eat after each meal, you can just clean your teeth out with that. Because sometimes when we, you know, when we eat food and stuff like that, it piles up in the corners of our teeth. And that can cause cavities. So natural healing remedies for cleaning your tooth, which I've mentioned. Try some of them products for your teeth. The toothpaste I mentioned. Also the floss. And the baking soda by Arm & Hammer. And if you don't like the baking soda by Arm & Hammer product in the box, it comes in the box. And I think it's like about under $2. $2. You can purchase a Crest toothpaste, which is the best. It may be a little expensive, like $3 or $4, but it's worth it because it helps get the cavities out. It helps prevent cavities. And it helps, what you call that? For the gums, gum disease. It helps prevent gum disease. But you still got to go to the dentist too. Okay, let me move forward. The next natural healing remedies is saving money. Saving money. Oh my gosh. Saving money can be a natural healing remedy, which is one. This is one of my favorites on the list. Because with the economy being what it is today, you know, with everything going on, people losing their jobs, trying to save money can be so hard. But saving just a penny a day, it can really add up, you know, because if you have like a family emergency, like a bill you got to pay, or God forbid, you know, if you was working and you lost your job and you don't have nothing in your account, you know, you're not going to have nothing to keep a roof over your head. So saving money, you know, that can really go a long way. You don't have to start off really big. You could start off small, like I said, a penny. And you know how sometimes, like, you know, when we go to the store, and we may get change, and some people, they throw pennies away. Do you know that pennies is so valuable? I'm telling you, pennies is so valuable, and they can add up just like a regular dollar. Let me slow down. I know that I talk sometimes when I talk to y'all, I know I talk a little bit fast. So I'm going to slow down because I want y'all to hear me clear and hear everything that I'm saying. So the next healing remedy, natural healing remedy, is Get in some rest. Get a nice, good rest is super important. Not only will you feel alert and you feel like you can do so much in a day, it makes you just happy. It makes you want to dance. You know, just think about it. I know that, like, for example, this morning, I was like struggling so hard to get out of bed. I was feeling so tired. My body was aching. Y'all know that feeling when you sleeping and then you get up, you start having all these aches and pains. But getting a good rest sleep is so important. I know that everyone have like a different, schedule when they have to get up, or they might have a routine thing. A life daily routine of different things that I have to do. But getting enough rest goes a long way. Not only does it help you to feel better, it makes you want to do different things, and it gives you energy, it gives you power, it gives you strength. You don't feel cranky. You know, it makes you want to hug and kiss everybody because you feel good because you got all the rest that you needed. But take out the time and get some rest. Even if you can get like six hours of sleep, that's excellent. And it can also help reduce, I think it can help reduce other health problems like heart attack. What else? It can make you look younger because, you know, when you don't get enough rest, that can help you to age as well. It help you to look old. Let me slow down. I'm going to sum it all up and keep it simple. Getting enough rest is very important. Even if it's just 5 to 6 hours a night. And before you go to bed, you can have a nice glass of wine. Listen to some good music. And then when you get up in the morning, you could feel so much better. You won't feel cranky. And it's just a good feeling. It really is. And I just want to just say this to each one of you also, that how many of you struggle with getting a good night's rest? And then when you get that rest, and then when you had that 1 or 2 days that you feel better after you got enough a good rest, like say for example, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna get straight to the point. Now I'm going in circles. It's not Friday. I didn't have a drink. And let me tell you this, everyone. I'm here in Philly. It's like about now to 6:30 p.m. in the morning. I get up real, real early in the morning. Sometimes like 4:30 in the morning because I have a morning routine that I do. And I just like being up early. So I have a hard time sleeping at nighttime. But I know that having a good, nice rest can make a difference in so many different ways. Not only will your body feel relaxed and it'll be, you know, and your mind will be much clearer and you can think clearer. You can just, it's a beautiful, beautiful feeling, and you will have a beautiful, beautiful day. Another natural healing remedy is removing toxic people out of your life. If you have people in your life, you know, that's energy drainers, that's take, and not, you know, and the relationships is not equal, you need to remove them people out of your life because it can block the energy and it can also put a hold not only on your energy, but also it can put a hold on, you know, where you're trying to go in life, whether you're trying to build a business, grow spiritually, just everything in one. So having the right people in your life, it does make a difference. So remove all the toxic people out of your life, you know, because that can help you move forward in your life. And a lot of people don't realize that. It took me a long time to realize that I wasn't growing as a person because I had to remove certain people out of my life and I had to break certain habits, you know, for me to be able to move forward and create the better life that I want for myself. And moving forward, I also want to say this. Do any of you have any plans this upcoming weekend? What do y'all have planned? I cannot believe that today is the 15th. Time is going by so fast. I mean, time to wait for anyone. It's just like, it seemed like it was just October the 1st. And it's like, dang, we're almost in November. And then soon you know it, within a blink of the eye, you know, it will be 2021, we'll be going into a new year. And I just want to, and also, after this podcast is over, I want each one of you to, I want to hear y'all stories of different natural remedies that y'all may have. Like, I want to, can y'all share it with me? Like, do y'all have any different healthy remedies that y'all have? Like, as far as, like, to beat colds or just different things. I want to hear your story. I love to hear different inputs of different people's stories of whether it's fashion or different natural healings, remedies, or whatever. So after this podcast, I want y'all to send me an email, and I'm going to share my information with each one of you. And on the list, last but not least, on the list that I have also for natural healing remedies is, let's see, I have so many different things. Speaking your truth. Yes, speaking your truth. When you don't speak your truth, not only does it affects you spiritually, physically, and mentally, it makes you feel like you're in trap, like you're in prison. When you're honest, not only with yourself and your others, it just sets you free. It makes you feel rejuvenated. It makes you feel powerful. It makes you feel like you're standing for something that you know that's true to your heart. So speaking your truth is another natural remedy. And being your true, authentic self. You are one of a kind. You are beautiful. You are unique in your own way. You know, we are art. When you're something that you're not, that puts a blockage in your life. So being your true self and speaking your truth is one of the number one healing remedies, I believe, and everybody in life can use. And also, I want to say this. I thank each one of you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, and I'm happy that it inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others because it is powers in the numbers. Subscribe to my YouTube page, Zoe Flower YouTube page. I really will appreciate that. And check out my Healthy Food on the Go. Every Wednesday, you can check out all the videos I have where I share different foods, you know, for, you know, that you can have, try out on every, try out each day, you know, that's super good and tasty. And follow me on Instagram. I'm Zoe Flower 8 on Instagram. And I'm also on Twitter, Zoe Flower 8 Twitter. And email me on this podcast. I want to hear your feedback from this podcast. I would love to hear your feedback. And I want to hear your stories of your natural healing remedies. And you can, I have my email address too. ZoeFlower8@gmail.com. And y'all stay safe. Have a blessed weekend. Don't forget to smile. Don't forget to laugh, even if it's just silly. Or you just want to laugh just because. Do it. Because life is too short to be serious. God bless y'all. Have a great weekend. And I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. Have a good one, y'all. Safe.